Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now, courtesy of the work that's done at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers. Week before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature is stirring except in Washington. I was trying to make a little rhyme out of that, probably not able to come up with something.
I have one for you here. How's this? Okay. Peace on earth, goodwill toward persons.
Very good, Michael. It's very charming, as a matter of fact. Yes. All right, so Michael is here to go through the story list that he and the folks at Talkers have worked on this week to find similarities in some of these stories. That is the thread, maybe that's the better word, the thread, some of these stories, and the people have the people list and the story list. So I'm eager to talk about Star Wars with you because I know you're a Star Wars fan. Holiday movies are big. Why don't you go through the list, and then we'll take off.
I hate to break the news to you, but I'm not a Star Wars fan.
I thought you were. It's Trek. Oh, my God.
There's a big difference between Trek and Wars.
Sure.
However, I can speak on almost any topic, so what the hell? As a matter of fact, the number 10 topic of the week, we had trouble finding anything to talk about this week. It was a very slow news week.
Right, yes, yes.
With the holiday, things slowed down and nobody around. No. At number 10, we have holiday movies, and there's a lot of buzz. There has been a lot of buzz about the Richard Jewell movie, and there's a growing buzz about the opening this weekend of Bombshell, the story about the culture of sexual harassment at Fox News Channel. That's got to be fascinating.
Ailes doesn't come out of it very well, I'll tell you. I don't think that's a spoiler.
There's no spoiler in this one.
No.
You know?
No.
And I hear that Charlize Theron is a dead ringer for Megyn Kelly. I heard that, too.
I saw
pictures of it. It looks good. It looks interesting.
Yeah.
India protests at number 9. There's all kinds of turmoil going on there that's of interest to anybody who's interested in things about the world. At number 8, the British election aftermath. People are saying, Boris Johnson and the Conservatives did so well. Maybe that's going to happen here.
Yeah, good luck to you if you're believing that.
At number 7, the Russian spy ship that was tracked off the U.S. coast, that kind of came and went, but that tied with the Inspector General's FBI report indicate that we have our hands full with Russia.
You know, just as an aside, somebody commented earlier that the NORAD people are going to be watching two very important items this week, the Russian spy ship and Santa Claus. We have to bomb one of them.
Did they bomb the wrong one? Or maybe Santa Claus has always been a Russian spy. What was that noise? Was that a hiccup or was that your dog?
No, that was me. I was saying, oh my God. Oh yeah. My. No,
I see. It was just a weird noise came out of nowhere. And folks, Doug and I, even though we sound like we're right next to each other, we're about 80 miles apart at this moment.
No, we're a lot further than that apart right now. I'm in, I'm on the,
where the heck are you?
Border. I'm in Mississippi, right on the border of Louisiana.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe how round, get around, you get around.
Yep.
And number 6, U.S.-China relations and the economy. Wouldn't be surprised if the Chinese hack into Santa Claus's new computer system and take him to places he doesn't want to go. And number 5...
to China.
Bring these gifts to our children and don't to no one else. At number five, race relations, immigration reform, and gun control, three perennial topics that are important, obviously, but given ongoing life because of the presidential race, these are major issues. Number four, Obamacare mandate ruled unconstitutional and health care reform.
Important. I think that's an important. We ought to drift into that a little bit.
Well, good. Maybe you can explain it to me.
Okay.
But health care reform up there at number four. Health care reform was discussed this past Thursday night at the debate heavily. And health care reform, according to most surveys and research, is the number one concern on the minds of most Americans. Nobody has an answer as to how to reform it in a way that everybody can agree upon.
Prevention.
However,
prevention. Prevention.
Yeah.
Prevention should be the most important cog in any wheel that has to do with health care, and it's completely because of the influence of the AMA and the big drug companies. It's never positioned, and it's the most important thing for all of us to understand how we can keep ourselves from getting sick and needing the kind of care that these people are that we're all having to pay for.
Yeah, I agree with you to a point. I think, though, that, you know, time waits for no one, and people...
Well, we're all going to get older.
Tell prevention to somebody who's suffering from a catastrophic disease and they're going bankrupt, or somebody who needs a prescription.
Well, that's what causes, you know, more bankruptcies in our country are created by medical procedures than anything else. And that's pretty disgusting.
But the point is just based on this last minute of our conversation, we're talking about an entangled web of intrigue and dire consequences when we talk about health care, and the economy. It is the biggest issue if you stop and think about it.
Yeah.
And number three, the Australian heat wave, drought, and bushfires tied with climate change. What's going on down there on the continent of Australia is very, very serious stuff. They've got their hands full with what I just said, heat wave, drought, bushfires.
They have to import their food from every place else.
And that's something that will
save the American, you know, the trade wars and all of the huzzarai with the American farmer. The situation in Australia is going to, at least for the moment, ameliorate the big problems in terms of the farming industry in America and who we are providing food for.
You really do know your stuff about all that. You're very handy to have around these days.
Well, thank you. As opposed to all the years that I was around, I wasn't handy.
Very nice to know.
Thank you.
Just teasing
very
with you. I do mean what I said, but I don't mean it as a joke.
Present view, coal in your stocking pile.
No, coal is not good for the environment. At number two, we have, leave me a piece of celery. At number two, we have 2020 presidential race and the Democratic debate that happened on Thursday. It's fresh in our minds. It's a big deal.
Well, the wine guy, Mayor Pete.
Yeah. Billionaires in a wine cave. And how about
that? She got a lot more money than he does. She should keep her mouth shut when it comes. She sounds like such a hypocrite. My God, what a hypocrite she is.
Woo. Yeah, she gives me a case of hives.
I thought
Amy Klobuchar did pretty well.
I like her. I'm beginning to like her.
Yeah, I think that she's going to suddenly really prove to be quite
impactful.
Effective. Yeah, I like her a lot. Yeah. And number one, impeachment. I'm going to say something. Let me say something. Let me say something that is like the, you know how people state the obvious sometimes and they have nothing else to say? Here is the statement that we have heard most in the media about the impeachment. Are you ready?
Yep.
Donald Trump will go down in history as the third American president to be impeached.
I can't tell you how many people, when asked, well, what do you think about the impeachment? Donald Trump, 100 years from now, they'll be writing...
a bunch of crap. It really is. I'm driving across the country, bringing a car and my dog to California, to the house there. And I'm listening. I listened to hours of this the other day as I'm driving. I stopped in Washington for a night, and then as I'm driving and listening, actually, to public radio, and then I'm listening to a lot of talk show hosts, you know, try to dig around what they heard. What I heard, I was yelling at the radio. As good listeners do when they hear good cars. I'm yelling at the radio. I wanted to be on the radio as I was listening to that stuff because I wanted to be heard the nonsense, the embarrassing garbage, crap that came out of the mouths of both of Republicans and Democrats. We should all be ashamed of ourselves. This is an unbelievable. Nancy Pelosi is going to pull up. Wait, you wait and see. Pelosi's not sending this to the Senate. It'll never. I predict right now, write it down, that it'll never get to the Senate. It's done. Whatever happened this week, it's happened, it's over, it's done, it's finished. Wait and see if I'm not correct.
Maybe it'll be forgotten over the holiday.
Oh, no, that
was last year's news. That's so 2019.
So 2019.
Did you see the headline in the New York Post this week? It's so funny. They described Nancy Pelosi as the mistress of the swamp.
That's pretty funny.
Mistress of the swamp. Yeah.
Remember who was that woman that used to do the movie show? Was dressed in black, Evita or?
Oh, that was Elvira.
Elvira.
Yeah. I once interviewed her on my show back in the old days.
In her real
garb. She was had red hair and was quite a lovely woman.
She was very attractive. Very attractive.
I can't remember off the top of my head her name, but she was a takeoff on a woman who had that act earlier, who sued her, as a matter of fact, called Vampira. Vampira had that act, looked just like Elvira, and if you want to know who she was the ghoul-like woman, the weird mistress of the swamp, in one of the finest films ever made, Plan 9 from Outer Space, Ed Wood's triumphant Hollywood attraction.
Oh, yes. I remember that. That really,
That's considered by people who one of the worst movies ever made. It has that distinction, and it holds a place in all our hearts.
Like that monster from the Black Lagoon.
Well, that was the inspiration for a movie that won Best Picture 2 years ago, and nobody remembers it, The Shape of Water.
Mm-hmm.
The creature from the Black Lagoon was the inspiration for that movie. How many people remember The Shape of Water, which was like this fantastic...
How many people remember The Creature from the Black Lagoon? That's even more dangerous.
I'll bet you more people remember The Creature from the Black Lagoon, which was from the 50s, than remember the best picture of the year, either 2 or 3 years ago, The Shape of Water.
Creep me out. All right, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Healthy eating, healthy weight loss, having the right amount of energy, all kinds of good things that come from using Calitrin, a product we've been talking about on the air here for several years. How did this formula come to be, Elizabeth?
Well, it was actually designed by nurses. They had a lot of patients who were wanting to lose weight but couldn't take some of the other products. You know, they're on medications or they're heart patients. And they formulated this, and it's just a blend of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera. So it's really a healing supplement that just gives your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally.
86% success rate. Get on the program and stay on it. Go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code. You'll be able to buy 3 at the regular price and get 3 without paying. Check it all out. Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV. Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is over before Christmas, I think, this year. Is it not? I haven't watched
it. I think they overlap.
They do overlap. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we've done the story list here, but we need to go through the people list with your permission. I don't know why you need my permission. It's
well, I already asked for permission from the higher sources. So
okay, so Kara said
do it. So we're okay. Cleared to do the people. Here are the people.
Please.
Number 10, Vladimir Putin and Narendra Modi. Modi is the Prime Minister of India, and Putin is the Russian guy. Mm-hmm. At number 9, speaking of a Russian name, Boris Johnson. It's interesting, Boris, isn't that a Russian name?
Yes, it is.
Elizabeth
Warren. He's a communist, I don't trust him.
So what I'm saying is, doesn't that sort of make it look like the Russians controlled the election in London?
In England,
too. Yeah, there you go. Right. At number 8, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. At number 7, Joe Biden and Pete Winecave Buttigieg. Gotta have something
she
on this guy.
She stuck her foot in her mouth on that one. So far, she sounded ridiculous, especially when he brought up how much money she's worth versus how much money he's actually worth. You know, that's another one of those questions. How does somebody that comes in the background that she comes from have so much dough? Yeah, okay.
Well, maybe she's in the Indian casino business, you know, her family.
Right.
Pocahontas. Listen to us. We're
Pocahontas production being.
Okay. We have Representative Kevin McCarthy at 6.
Well, both of us, you and I both know her because she's one of our two senators. She and Representative...
That other guy.
she and Malarkey, who's the other senator. Man, you talk about a couple of losers. How these people get elected is amazing. Mm. How some of these people get elected. It really is. I mean, really and truly, when you think about it, you look around and see the paucity of reality that affects them and their lives, and how they are now trying to translate that paucity into some sort of a public referendum on them, It just, they're so clueless.
Is paucity a bad thing? I've never heard that term.
Paucity refers to a lack of or a few of. So paucity is a, I suppose, a, yeah, it's P-A-U-C-I-T-Y. It refers to a, you know, a lack of anything else. And they have a paucity of credibility. Lack of.
Okay, just, I'm going to replace the word dearth.
Okay.
With paucity.
Vocabulary lesson.
Whenever I need a fancy word, whenever I need a fancy word to indicate a lack of or a lack thereof, I use dearth, but now I'm going to say perfect. Paucity. All right. At number four, we have Adam Schiff. At number three, we have Mitch McConnell.
He's got a lot of paucity.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of paucity on this. At number three, as I said, Mitch McConnell. At number two, the mistress of the swamp, Nancy Pelosi. And at number one, Donald Trump.
Wow. I stand by my prediction. Pelosi will never move this to the Senate.
Never.
Done. Never. I don't think she's ever going to move it to the Senate. You wait and see. See if I'm right or not.
Well, we will.
There's a difference one way or another. You know, one of the things that is not in the list this week, but if I may give it just a brief mention because I think it has impact. You said something about farmers, and I just want to underscore the fact that the new North American Trade Agreement has passed.
Yep.
The president has signed it, and it is good. It's better than the old one. And that's been one of the things that's been lost. You know, that was a very important item. I don't know how many talk show hosts in your research were actually talking about it.
Well, it got signed bipartisan approval late in the week, and it got swamped.
Lost.
It's sort of in the economy. At number six, we talked about it, U.S.-China relations / the economy, and it's in the economy. But you're absolutely right. Major deal and a big, big win for Trump. From the same house that impeached him.
Talk about, this is a crazed country, man. People here are just plain crazy. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's how we hold it all together. We're all just plain crazy. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, except for Michael and me.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Less than 48 hours after she gaveled in the votes, making him the third president to be impeached in U.S. history, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi invited Donald Trump to deliver his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress on February 4th. The three-paragraph letter to the president said she's extending the invitation in the spirit of respecting the Constitution, the document she and Trump have been accusing each other of going against in recent days. White House spokesman Hogan Gidley said Trump has accepted
the invitation.
One person has been charged in connection with the disappearance of Austin mother Heidi Broussard and her newborn after a body believed to be the woman's was found at a home near Houston.
We did recover an infant female child that we do believe at this time is Margot. Additionally, we recovered the body of an adult female. We do believe that this is Ms. Broussard.
A healthy baby was also found at the Houston area residence. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
More on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. And again, Merry Christmas. We'll be wishing you a Happy New Year. What are we doing next week, by the way? Are we going to do the top of the year?
The year in review. So next week will be a year-end chart. We won't do a chart for the week.
No. All right. Good to know. Yeah. All right. I want to go back to some of these items. You go back to there are fringe areas with the impeachment and all the focus on the congressmen and what they had to say on either side. I thought it was interesting that Jeff Van Drew, who's a Republican, well, he is now, he's a rep from New Jersey. Did you see this? He made the statement on the House floor that he was going to join the Republican Party, and then he went and had a press conference with President Trump.
And he's going to have undying loyalty to the president. Those were his terms. Undying loyalty. I love hearing that type of thing from an American politician. Something you'd hear from, in a different type of a culture.
Exactly. North Korea.
Right, exactly.
Undying loyalty to you, Emperor.
Right. Yes, right, exactly. Haile Selassie. So I was thinking about him, and I don't know why this popped into my mind, but you remember Congressman Joe Walsh from Chicago?
Yes, of course.
Been doing a talk radio program, and he was banned from Twitter last week for 12 hours for posting something that the FBI leader had said about Trump. Do you remember that?
I know that the major services, social media platforms, tend to be biased against conservatives.
Yes.
And that's unfortunately the truth, and they don't even realize it, but they are.
Right. Well, they realize it. It's like the news media is biased against the conservatives as well. That's pretty obvious. So what apparently what Walsh said was either a play on what the FBI leader said, but it was something about punching Trump in the face. And I think Walsh at one point in time was running for the presidency.
Still is.
He is still. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's still, big deal, but he is.
Yeah. So how much do other talk radio hosts talk about other talk radio hosts? Do you find that in your looking around the lexicon?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about each other. Sure. That's common.
I know. Sports talk radio, they seem to talk about each other a lot.
Yeah. They do. And especially when you have newsmakers such as Hannity, who's not just a host, but he's a newsmaker.
Right.
People talk about Rush. When they step in it sometimes and they get into a situation where they lose their jobs. There was an incident this week in Denver where a talk show host was fired for...
Yes.
For something that he said.
That was a big story in Talkers this week. Tell us that story.
Yeah, I'm not going to because I don't want to. I'll tell it, but I'll tell it very marginally because I don't want to say the things. You know, he basically made a joke about shootings. And all that. So, I'd rather not repeat it on the air because.
No, I don't want you to repeat it. I just am interested that he got fired and the story. Yeah, it's about what
here's how I can frame it. In an effort to make a point about how we're tired of listening to talking about the impeachment, he hopes that something terrible would happen, and that's where he said it as a joke. But it was no joke. It was not a good thing to do. And his partner is his wife on the air, and she said, "But you didn't say that. Don't mean it, folks. He didn't mean it." And she, of course, was fired with him because they're a team. Terrible thing. And I don't know. Yeah, look, I'm very, very supportive of talk show hosts for the most part because it's a spontaneous thing. You're in real time. You're operating without a net. And if you don't dance close to the edge of the cliff, you're not going to be very effective.
So they're
hired to be outrageous.
Yeah.
However, you got to be smart about it.
Yeah. I think we've learned some lessons about the reality of what people, about management. It isn't so much people, and what the tolerance level is. And I'll use as an example Howard Stern. I could use Imus as an example of what didn't happen on commercial radio. It happens that because I'm traveling across the country, I'm listening to lots of different radio, and it happens that I am listening. I have not heard Howard Stern for quite a long time, but I'm listening to him on Sirius. I don't know if you've listened to him over there. My God, the stuff that he gets away with. And he gets away with it because it's a free form. The expressions of what is allowed in that forum are limitless.
However, I want to point out that because there's no rule there about that type of thing, it doesn't feel like he's getting away with anything.
No, it doesn't.
It feels like soft core, bland vanilla pornography.
Yeah, that's the way he's planned it. But I even got uncomfortable listening to some of the discussion, and I'm no prude. But I found myself, okay, that's enough, Howard. I'm going on back to Christmas music. Thanks very much.
But I do believe that edginess, and the whole word edgy, where you're at the edge of something and then you go off a cliff, I believe that it's all based upon boundaries. Where there are no boundaries, it ceases to be impressive, or from the standpoint that somebody is pushing the envelope. And that's why I think Stern was far more effective when he was defying FCC rules and norms than
that movie. The movie about his career is fabulous. Mm-hmm. But now I'm going to ask you something as my friend. This is talk radio pro to talk radio pro. Over the years, you know, I've been on the air for 55 years
you've been on the radio.
Okay.
Because I grew up listening to you.
Thank you. Yes, you did. Of course you did. In those years, especially after 1974 when I went into the talk arena, I was cast as someone who wasn't opinionated. And there were people who would not hire me or not put my syndicated program on that started 31 years ago because there was no opinion. It was conversation, but it wasn't opinion. And it wasn't until I became more opinionated that the value of my program went up. I don't think that's true because I don't have as many affiliates now as I used to back 10, 12 years ago. But do you think that that is, and I, whether it's me or whomever, is it the lack of opinion that people are looking for an opinion? Don't you think we have plenty of opinion now? And is that overstated or understated?
Well, I think that we have moved in the media, in the news media, which this is part of, from objectivity being the ideal to opinion being the ideal, based on the premise that opinion sells better than objectivity. And that's a trend that is a massive trend that applies to the news media. Opinion now sells. Objectivity or trying to play it down the middle is looked at as bland and vanilla, whereas at one time it was considered to be not only the standard, but the moral and ethical standard as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a whole different era.
It is. Well, I came up in the time of Daynet. I don't want to get too much in the weeds here, but Alan Combs, Lee Maribel, I think Michael Jackson was on at that time, some of those other people. As a matter of fact, I heard Howard Stern talking about when he got fired from WNBC, he was replaced by Alan Combs. I'm thinking about what a wonderful, dear man he was. He passed away a couple of years ago. He was a very good talk radio host and a swell person. And I could hear Howard wanting to say something, and then he didn't. Which I thought was, you know, because frankly, his listeners aren't going to remember Alan Combs. We will, because he stood for something that was different, sort of moving on. But it was really kind of interesting. I hadn't thought about Alan for quite a long time until Howard brought it up. And then I'm thinking about all these people from that era. I don't even know why I'm thinking about Lee Maribel. These are names that may ring a bell with some people, or maybe they don't, but they represented a whole different cut in the jib of talk radio. And the fact that you and I have survived through all of it and the rest of them haven't is an interesting reality as well.
Well, I never take survival for granted.
I don't think you can.
No. So, I mean, you know.
You better know how to look over your shoulder.
Survival is the past, you know.
Yeah.
Past activity or whatever they say does not guarantee future results.
Right. As if you're buying stocks.
Right. You know. Past performance do not guarantee future results.
44 past the hour. We'll find out what Michael has done with his Michael Harrison interview in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. On the people list for this week, the list is no real surprise here when you understand that the top 10 stories are always connected to the people list or vice versa. So Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 10, Boris Johnson number 9, and then we have the Rogues Gallery of candidates, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete, Joe Biden, and the list goes on. Adam Schiff, important to the impeachment proceedings. He's number 4. Mitch McConnell, number 3. Nancy Pelosi, number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the hit parade in more ways than one. So I guess we'll move into the new year with a will he or won't he scenario. Is Donald Trump president-elect a year from now? We'll find out. You can follow it all every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season when the scale numbers can creep up a bit, but you don't actually have to gain weight this year. Take Calitrin to the holidays and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety.
Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Caltrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hello, my name is Georgia from Seneca, Pennsylvania. I'm a firm believer of Caltrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, and I lost a good 20, 25 pounds. I just cannot say enough about it, Caltrin.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Caltrin.
See why Caltrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Here are the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of December the 16th to the 20th. I'm Doug Steffen with number 10. I'm here with all 10 of them. We'll go through from number 10 to number 1. The movies, the holiday movies that are around, lots of excitement. And we always have interest in movies this time of year. What's going on in India with the protests, number 9. British election aftermath is number 8. The Russian spy ship is number 7. Relationships with China, number 6. A lot of these are standbys because they really get overpowered by the top 2 or 3 on the list here. Immigration reform, number 5. Number 4, Obamacare ruled unconstitutional. The mandate, you cannot require people to have health insurance. Number 3, the heat wave in Australia. They are having a heat wave, causing a lot of fires and stuff. Number 2, the presidential debate, or the race for presidency in the Democratic debate, I guess is more appropriate, and the impeachment hearings and the vote on the impeachment. Number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers.com. All right, at Talkers.com, you'll find Michael's weekly, I want to say this is an interview. There are two different things that you're doing each week that are profound. One of them is the Michael Harrison interview, where there's always sort of a newsmaker, but it's not the typical newsmaker interview in that the people that Michael focuses on are connected somehow to what we do here, that is, in the world of talk. So, having said that, who's the star this week with you?
Some guy you may not have heard of, an obscure lawyer named Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our mutual friend, and when I say friend, I mean he's a friend. We're very close. And
matter of fact, Kara, get him on the phone right now, will you please? Call Steve. We'll put him on for a minute with Michael. All right, keep going.
Steve Wiseman is the leading expert, in my opinion, in America on scams and fraud cybercrime. And that's not all.
Can you believe how much of this stuff is going on right now? Christmas season. How many people are getting scammed?
We live in a cesspool.
This interview is so relevant right now.
Totally.
Because people need to know what you're in for, especially if you're buying stuff online. You have no idea how pervasive these scams are.
But we go deeper than just your typical, here's what to look out for. We talk about the deeper level of the scam environment and the impact of artificial intelligence, algorithms, and the Internet on our privacy.
All right, so Wiseman, when you think of artificial intelligence, do you think of Michael and me?
No, nothing artificial, totally natural, and John Henry's going to beat the steam engine.
There you go.
All right.
No, Steve and I talk about the lack of privacy in the future, and Steve, am I not correct in saying that without privacy, just like without a First Amendment, you cannot have freedom at all?
I don't think people truly understand and appreciate how important privacy is and how much it is under attack at this time.
All right, so you offer and I can carry this over into our visit, which begins in a couple of minutes. I don't want to take...
Steve and I come up with a solution, and I'll tell you what it is. Move to an island and live like a primitive cave person, not a caveman. Be a cave person, and then you will be guaranteed... You can't operate in today's society without signing something that says you're giving up your privacy.
And it's 40 pages long. Who reads the 40 pages?
But how can anybody do business without all of these apps and all of these access to these... So, Steve, they got us by the you-know-whats, don't they?
They do. You know, it's interesting. I had a client and a younger client. I was saying, okay, I'll email you these. I'll send them to you electronically. And he says, I don't use it.
Yeah.
And it's shocking. It's like, how do
I don't
do
give
this?
Anybody my ID, no Social Security, no.
So I'm going to jump out of here and let you guys take it after the break. But go to mhinterview.com and listen to the conversation between me and Steve. We do a deep dive into some of the most important things we all need to know. Thanks, everybody. Have a happy holiday.
As happy holidays. All right, Steve and J.J. Wiseman next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, so we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the aforementioned interviewee on the this week's podcast with Michael Harrison. And he does do a great job talking about scams. Clickbait. I think that's a fabulous term. If you look at a screen, there may be half the items that are on there may be half legit, and the rest of them are all things that are trying to get you to click on them to follow a story that basically is advertising or worse than that, as something that will lure you into a place of having no privacy whatsoever. Right?
Yeah, and you really don't know which ones are legit, so it really is dangerous out there on your computer.
Yeah, go to scamicide.com, which is Steve's website. A lot of books also that he's written about this whole problem. He's very much the expert, and it'll serve you well to understand, listening to the podcast, how really dangerous it is and how in jeopardy our privacy is, and I frankly resent the hell out of it. I really do. As Michael said, what do you do? How do you do business today if you're not clicking on this and doing that, passwords here and there, and it's atrocious. Did you see that story, by the way, this week of the kid in the bedroom? The parents had installed a camera.
No, the Ring.
The
Ring cameras.
Yeah, and this guy's talking to this kid on the Ring.
Yeah.
He's looking at this. I mean, come on.
How did that not? Didn't that remind you of like something out of some horror movie?
Yes.
It was horrible. And here again, that kind of thing, and we have a lot of Internet of Things. Any device you have that's connected to the Internet is hackable, and that means bad guys can not only control those devices, maybe even observe you, but also steal by going through your router, steal information from your computers. And these people here were victims because they didn't, it wasn't a fault in the Ring camera and system. It was a fault because they did not change the default password. And the two things you have to have are a unique password for all of your devices. And when you get an Internet-connected device, you change that default password to a unique one. And you have dual-factor authentication. So even if someone gets your password, they won't be able to change or access the device, because whenever it's going to be accessed, a call comes to your phone with one-time code. So little things we can do to make our lives better, but a lot of times people just aren't aware of it.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley. That's one of the reasons he's here on the Countdown Show every week, to overview some of the implications from these stories. I suppose the articles of impeachment against Donald Trump top the ticket when it comes to legal stuff. What happens if Nancy Pelosi never brings or sends the articles of impeachment to the Senate?
You know, I don't think that's an issue, because she really, frankly, she is required, by my reading of the Constitution, to send them. That is part of the duty. I think she's trying to leverage to get a get the rules be something that she is comfortable with. And that's, you know, again, you go to the Constitution, and the Constitution, it does say you've got to have a two-thirds majority, 67 senators to win. The Republicans have 53 senators themselves, the Democrats only 47, but they don't give much in regards to the rules. And so each time, other than who's going to be in charge, as far as the burden of proof and how it's to be presented, that's always negotiated each time. Frankly, the one thing I think people are missing is any senator could propose a motion to dismiss the charges immediately, and a majority would end it.
Really? So yeah. This could be, but that's what they kind of, I mean, we all know this hasn't really met the standards of, Trump's a bad guy.
Not me. I think it has.
You have these ideas. Okay.
Yeah, I think what was alleged as far as the Ukrainian actions are absolutely horrible, and I do think they are impeachable. Right. So I would vote on that one to impeach.
You would. All right.
Yep.
Wiseman's got the eyes have it over here. Wiseman's got a vote to impeach. So we've got that got it straight now, but it's not going anywhere. So you feel like you've wasted your effort or not?
No, I think it's important. I think it's, you know, really.
I didn't really understand.
It was a duty, but
what's going on here? I think that's true. We really need to understand the workings of government. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.